If you have interest in hearing what's involved and what's the value in leveraging mentors, you are going to want to hear what Brad Sumrock has to say. Brad is actually my multifamily mentor. I joined his group at the end of 2017, and I can confidently say that Brad, his coaches, his team, the partners that he brings to the table, and all the fantastic, like-minded members of the group have helped give me the confidence and the pathway to success. This guy has been either investing in apartments and or teaching others how to do it for over 16 years. Now, onto the intro.
Welcome to Darren Batchelder's Real Estate Investing Show. Each week, you will learn how to grow your wealth through real estate investing, be introduced to the players that are getting it done, and learn how you can get involved. And now, here's your host, Darren Batchelder.
A little background on Brad Sumrock before we start the show. Brad did not grow up wealthy. He grew up very much with the employee mindset. He began his career in engineering. He actually debated going for his law degree, but instead he started to invest in apartments. Within 3 years, he was able to quit his job to invest full time. And then he started to teach others how to do it. Get this, his mentorship program has directly impacted more than 180 people by increasing their net worth by, get this, $1 million through apartment investing. Now, onto the show. Hello, everyone. I have a special guest here with us today. I've got Brad Sumrock. Brad, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, you're welcome. I'm excited to be here.
So, guys and girls, if you've listened to prior episodes, you've heard me talk over and over again about having joined a multifamily mentorship group. And Mr. Brad Sumrock here is the founder of that mentorship group. So he is my mentor. So I am so glad that he is here today. So I got involved with Brad's group. Just end of 2017. I bought a duplex in October of 2017. I wanted to go bigger. And Brad, you may not even know this, but I ended up joining Brad's group without having met Brad. I went to a meetup group and I met some folks that were part of Brad's group, and they did all the selling for you, Brad. So they did all the selling. I joined the group. I got involved, and it's been an incredible experience. I've met so many great people. So again, I'm so thankful that you've come on and that you're willing to share with everybody.
Well, hey, I'm excited to be here too. And I, you know, a lot of in the past, people would join our group most of the time after coming to one of our training events, but more and more, we have people just go into our website or like meeting our other students. And like I always say from the stage, I'm not a salesperson. I'm an investor and I'm a teacher. So, you know, we have so many people, and now you're one of them, that have become successful investing in apartments and following the 18-year recipe that I do and that I teach. That, yeah, a lot of our students are out there being successful, and then they talk about their success to people like yourself back in late of 17, and then you show up.
Yeah, it's been amazing. So you've really created something special here. Just before we get into some of the detailed conversation, just high level, I know you're actually an investor in multifamily apartments, and you have a mentorship group. Just talk about just high level, like how many properties, how many units are you invested in? I know you don't take as much of an active role anymore, but still you're still a very large investor in apartments.
Yeah. So you covered a lot there. So let me cover a lot back. And if I go on too long and get off track, just keep me on track.
Sure thing.
Cause you know, I can speak for like 16 hours straight. So, the first thing you mentioned is, yes, I am an investor, and I started as an apartment investor in 2002. And my first deal I ever did, it wasn't not just my first apartment deal, my first real estate deal. It wasn't a single family home. It wasn't a duplex, wasn't a fourplex, wasn't an eightplex. It was a 32 unit apartment building that I was able to buy in 2002 after myself going to a seminar and starting off with a mentorship program. So number one is I believe wholeheartedly in seminars and mentorship programs. And I feel from my own personal experience that whether it's mine or somebody else's, that they're so much more valuable than all the free information out there. And there's nothing wrong with the free information, but there's so much information out there, Daryl, you know what I'm talking about. I mean, we're not starving for more information. We're starving for experience. We're starving for wisdom. We're starving for people that are willing to, you know, like I say, have the heart of a teacher and actually share their personal experiences. So it wasn't until I was financially free myself that I started mentoring other people. And, you know, and I've been doing apartments now for 18 years, and I was my first client. So I was able to retire myself first and become a millionaire investing in apartments. And then around 2006, I started mentoring other people. And at the same time, I kept doing more and more and bigger apartment deals because it works. I mean, there's no other asset class that I've come across, and I've looked at many, to give you the combination of the cash flow, the capital appreciation, the tax advantages. I mean, the tax advantages since January of 2018, as you know, are insanely amazing. And they're potentially going to be expiring. Well, they're set to expire. Not all the tax advantages, but the bonus depreciation advantages are going to expire in 2023 and maybe even sooner, depending on what happens in November 2020. So the financial advantages are amazing, and we're uplifting working class communities. So, you know, we're not just doing this for our investors or for our own families. We are earning double digit returns. Many of us are making millions of dollars, and we're doing good out there. We're, as I like to say, we're changing America, you know, one acquisition at a time by uplifting these properties. So I don't know if I covered everything you asked, but
yeah, I think that was great. So, approximately how many people are in the group? I know there's, you know, you're based here in Dallas. I'm here in Dallas. But they're members across the entire United States. Approximately how many members are in the group currently?
Yeah. And I remember you asked me something else, how many properties that I own. I think you might've asked me that too. Did you?
I did.
So yeah. Let me answer that one first. Right now I just updated my schedule of real estate owned, and it's something that any apartment investor should do on a quarterly basis. So I'd like to update it and just keep track of all my deals, my NOI, my equity, my cash flow. So I'm currently invested in 17 deals, 13, I'm a general partner, 4, I'm a passive, and they total about 3,200 units. I have owned cumulatively almost 6,000 units, but I like to buy, hold, improve, and sell over a 5 to 7 year period. So right now I'm in about 3,200. So I'm constantly in that buy, improve, hold, you know, manage, and then exit. Generally between right now, my plan is 5 to 7 years because I think we need to hold our properties a little longer right now, but I've exited some deals as early as 2.5 years. So that's a little bit about what I've done as an investor. Our mentoring and education program, I mean, we literally train and educate thousands of people per year in our seminars, online and offline, virtual and in-person, now more virtual. And we have over 1,000 students in our program. So students are people that have came to our seminars and then invested in one of our additional programs. And as you know, we have different programs. Some are more geared toward passive investors and have a lower investment to be in that education and mentoring program. And then we have programs that are available for people that want to be more active syndicating deals where they roll up their sleeves and work with me and my team personally. But if you add all those up, and we've been doing this a long time, so it's not like we're mentoring 1,000 students at one time. You know, we're generally on a quarterly basis, we're bringing in maybe, you know, 25 to 50 new students every quarter. And we have, I have 9 people on my team that help me mentor all of these folks. So, you know, somebody like you that's been with us for a couple of years, it's probably been a long time since we've had a mentoring session between my team members and you, because you've come in, you've learned a lot of the basics, you've implemented, and now you own deals, and we're still available to help you and be a second or third set of eyes. But once you learn a lot of the basics, you don't need as much, you know, personal handholding.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know if I've shared this with you, but I remember, so I joined December 2017, and I think the first student event. So that was an event just for people that had signed up. The bus tour, I went to that. It was in February of 2018. And I came home and I told my wife, I said, that was the craziest thing I've ever been to. She's like, what? What do you mean? You were just going to a business thing. What could be so crazy about that? I said, there were like 250 or 300 people from all across the country. And every person in that room that I met either was somebody that wanted to invest passively into a multifamily deal, or somebody that wanted to be a general partner and be a lead in a multifamily deal. So there was no discussion as to, you know, why multifamily, you know, the benefits of it. It was like everybody in that room was focused on meeting people that they could do business with and that were qualified. So these people had paid money to be part of this group. So they weren't, you know, somebody that was just looking to make money, you know, with no money down type of thing. So I was extremely impressed by the caliber of the people, doctors and lawyers and business owners and, you know, real estate professionals and just a high caliber group of people. So you've really built a great ecosystem.
Thank you. And I'm so glad you mentioned that, because so many people, again, they think it's all about the information. And of course, we have great information and great content. I mean, I've been doing this 18 years. I have 9 coaches that are all experienced apartment investors that, you know, they became successful following my recipe. And now they're helping me help other people become successful. So the mentoring component is valuable. And it's so much more than that. It's learning from other apartment investors. It's meeting qualified people with money. And like you said, you don't have to go to them and say, hey, let me explain to you the 6 ways we make money in real estate. Let me explain to you why we do multifamily. It's like they already know, and they've made a commitment to invest in their education so that they make better investors, whether they're going to be passives or sponsors. They make better, more successful investors, and they are ready to invest. So when they see a PPM, or when they hear about the SEC and, you know, why is there, what's a 506C or a 506B, or what's a cap rate, or what's an IRR, or what is economic vacancy, or what are non-revenue units, and why do you have that? I mean, they let me just say, they should understand it, and the vast majority of them do, because they have access to all that training material.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you started on some of your R2Rs, you started kind of quantify some of the impact from a financial perspective, and have actually identified how many people that have joined the group have actually become millionaires from apartment investing. And so a piece of that is a little, you know, could be a little bit like, oh, bragging, you know, but at the same time, it's something that, you know, people that are looking to get into the apartment space, and perhaps they're looking at multiple different mentorship groups, you want to know that people have actually implemented, you know, the program and have actually made money. So can you share with the listeners how many people kind of fall into that category?
Yeah. And I'll just say, like, first thing with a caveat is our tracking system isn't 100%. And there's probably more than what I'm going to mention, because I didn't used to keep track of this at all. And first I used to just keep track of how many people quit their job. And when I got, I got to 50. And then there were some people, and this was still a few years back, and there were some people that are like, you know, Brad, I didn't quit my job. You know, we would have these shirts, you know, and our slogan used to be retire in five years or less. So I'm like, hey, I'm going to, because that was my story. I retired from corporate America in 3 years, investing in apartments. So we would want to track how many people retired. But then we had people come up to us and they were like, Brad, I just want you to know that my net worth has increased by more than $1 million, but I haven't quit my job because I'm a business owner, you know, a partner in this company. You know, I own a medical practice. I have employees that run everything and, you know, blah, 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 blah. And so I love what I do and I'm never going to quit my job, but they still made a lot of money. So then we started saying, okay, well, we got to change our metrics. So to date, and, you know, there's probably a few more that we don't know about, but we have 181 of our students that have shared and disclosed that they have increased our net worth by over $1 million.
Say that again. How many?
181.
181 people have grown their net worth by $1 million or more.
Yeah. Wow. From their apartment investments.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. So notice that I didn't say became millionaires because
as you know,
we attract a high quality. That's our avatar. Our avatar is not somebody with no job, no money, no credit. Our avatar is somebody with a good job, you know, a good head on our shoulders, having aggressive but realistic goals and expectations that knows they have to, you know, we're going to mentor them, but they have to meet us halfway and do the work, right? And it's not a get rich quick scheme. So that's why we say retire in 5 years or less, not 5 months or 5 weeks or 5 days. But if we get, you know, and so we attract, and I'm even sharing that here on your show so the people listening can know, like, this is not a get rich quick program, but the only way you could really fail is if you quit or if you're just not coachable. So we've had a lot of people that came in that had net worth of over $1 million, but they've been able to increase that by a lot.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Another thing I want to point out in my experience is that, so, you know, I'm a little older than I'm 50. There's some guys that reach out to me on Instagram that are in their 20s and 30s. They don't fall in this bucket, but there's a lot of talk about how do you build credibility when you're first getting into the game. And what I found when I joined your group and then I started to call brokers, you know, once I said I was part of the Brad Sumrock group, I could hear, you know, kind of the light switch shift. You know, it was like, okay, Darren, you don't own any property yet, but I've done business with so many people from the group that I almost got instant credibility. And if, you know, if you're not part of a mentorship group and you're not partnered with an experienced syndicator, it's difficult to break in and build that credibility with the broker community because they have a lot of buying groups coming in to put offers on these deals.
That's correct. And there's a lot of, you know, when I started in this business, when I started my own mentoring organization in 2013, there were only a handful of others out there teaching and mentoring people on how to invest in apartments. And now there's literally like 20 some people or organizations doing it. And a lot of these people have been doing it for just a few years and they've been successful because the market has been going up and they maybe have 3 or 4 deals and now they're out there doing seminars and teaching people, but they're, you know, regardless, there are people that are just teaching things that I think are wrong. Like, oh, let's develop your credibility package. And, you know, to me, like, well, what's a credibility package? Yeah, there's certain strategies you could use. And it's, you know, it's a marketing package. If you don't have experience, the only way to get credibility, in my view, is leverage someone else's experience. So you come in and you leverage a collective network. You know, Tony Robbins, my mentor, he talks about proximity being powerful. So you associate yourself with people that have been successful. So if you're an inexperienced sponsor, number one is you could leverage a name of your mentoring organization, and that mentoring organization is going to have a reputation that you could leverage. And then number two is, even within the program, if you're an inexperienced sponsor, you're going to want to probably on your first transaction team up with a more experienced GP, be a co-GP or a co-sponsor is what I call it. Don't be greedy. Be willing to give up a large part of your sponsor compensation, however you structured your deals, and get that first deal under your belt. And again, you don't need to start with a duplex. I mean, I know you did, but I'll say that was before you came to my training.
Absolutely.
And look, there's nothing wrong with doing a duplex, but
right.
You know, there are people that are like, oh, the law of the first deal is start with a duplex. And I'm like, I couldn't disagree with that more. If you want to be an apartment syndicator and do 60, 100 units and up, you could start with 60 and 100 units and up. But the challenge is, if you try to do it all by yourself, well, then maybe you need to go and do a duplex. But what I'm going to tell you is, don't do the duplex. Just partner up with someone else with more experience and go after that 60 plus unit deal. And as you know, Darren, we have like hundreds of people that have done that.
Absolutely. And it wasn't until, so I joined December, I think I can't remember when the first R2R was that I went to. When do you put them on? Like, you do July and November. What's the early one?
So we do March, July, and November.
March of 2018 would have been my first R2R. And so I was already in the group for like 3 months. But when I came and heard you speak, you know, I just expected just to learn about multifamily. But one of the things that you do, which I think is critical for people new to the space, is you start with mindset. You know, you start with, you know, you don't have to start with a duplex and a fourplex. And you know what? I just didn't have other people telling me that. So, you know, I heard it from you, and then I started to network with other people in the group. And then, you know, I started looking and saying, look, they could do it. I could do it. Right. But there's a lot of people that don't feel they're worthy, don't know that they can do that. And you know, they just have to surround themselves with like-minded people that can encourage them that they can go bigger.
Yeah. And let me talk a little bit about mindset. So number one, let me tell you what I don't do and who I'm not. I'm not a mindset coach. I mean, I immerse myself with mentors. I'm part of the Tony Robbins, you know, one of his masterminds. So, you know, Tony teaches 80% of all your success is psychology, and only 20% is actually your strategy and how it. But I am not here to, like, 80% of my program is not mindset. But the mindset shift that I'm talking about is, number one, the mindset of being an employee versus being a business owner or an investor. And for me, that was a huge mindset or a paradigm shift that I got from reading Kiyosaki's books. If I hadn't read those books, I probably would have went back and got my third degree, you know, engineer MBA. I started studying for the LSAT, and then I read Rich Dad Poor Dad, and I was like, oh my God, like, I got to stop doing this shit. So I don't know if you need to edit that out, but So like, that's the mindset shift that I'm talking about, are these aha moments that, like, you know. Now the second one that you hit on is the mindset that you don't need to start with a duplex, fourplex, single family. If you have started there, I would also say you're in the perfect position to scale up. And like, half of my students, what I call students, half of my clients are people that have already been doing single family or small multi-unit properties. Now, the other half, or maybe a third, you know, another third are people that have absolutely no experience. And they come in and like you, they think, well, I just want to learn, and maybe I'm going to learn and get my feet wet and go out and buy a fourplex and live in one unit and rent out the other three, and like stuff they read on blogs, like house hacking and stuff like that. And I'd be like, oh my God, like, I mean, man, if you're in a relationship with a woman you love, that is not sexy. You know, hey, baby, let's go buy a duplex and rent out one half and live in the other. It's like, come on, man. Like, I'm not a relationship coach. I'm not a relationship coach either, but it's like, I can't believe some of the stuff I read, you know, online and stuff. So like, the simple fact is, it's easier to get financing. It's easier to manage. And if you just, and the thing is, for some of your listeners, and maybe they're listening to the first time, and they may be like, oh my God, Brad is, yeah, it's easy for him. And that was easy for Daryl, or maybe he's full of shit. And he doesn't know what he's talking about. But the thing is, when I say it, it might, you know, go here into your brain, or maybe it goes in one ear and out the other. But when you start to meet enough other people that have done it, and that's why going to seminars, whether they're virtual or, you know, and we've been able to recreate our in-person experience now virtually, but that's why going to seminars is so important, because you're not just getting the information, you're getting that what they call social evidence, social proof that other people in your seat just a few months ago were able to go out and do what it was that you wanted to do. And so when you start surrounding yourself with enough people that have done it, you start to believe it yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. That's huge. Yeah. It's huge.
That's huge. The other thing you said was you mentioned the aha moment. And, you know, I think that that's a big thing for mentors, you know, that, you know, you started down the path before a lot of us, and then you had these aha moments, and you had proximity to other people and other lessons learned. And then you passed that along to the people in the group. And then you are trying to do that with Tony Robbins. He's had all these different experiences, and then he passes on his aha moments to you. And so that's where you get leverage. You get leverage of ideas and how to really propel yourself forward.
Yeah, I mean, and I like to, that's such a good point. And when you were explaining that, the word that came to my mind was leverage. And then that's the same word you used. So when people think of leverage, they might think of financial leverage, but also there's, you know, experiential leverage.
Right.
And, you know, so if, you know, here's the deal. You could get from point A to point B on your own, but it may take you longer. And if you look at a line going from point A to point B, there's a kind of a straighter way to get from A to B, or there's this squiggly, squirrely line that goes all over the piece of paper to get from point A to point B. And, you know, my other friend and mentor in many aspects, Robert Helms, who runs a very successful podcast, a real estate radio show, he says that, you know, Brad, what we're in the business of is collapsing timeframes. You know, Tony Robbins calls it, we turn decades into days. So what might take somebody a decade could be accelerated into, and I'm not saying 3 days, but it could just be, you know, 30, 60, 90, 120 days could be accomplished through following in the proven recipe, the proven process of an experienced mentor, as opposed to having the same result, but over a much longer period of time and maybe making a lot more mistakes and spending a lot more money.
You're exactly right. So, you know, the way I would explain that to somebody from my experience is, let's just talk about attorneys, like, okay, well, or property management companies. If I hadn't joined the group, how would I have found the right attorney or the right property management company? I probably would have gone on Google and searched. And then I would have had to do a lot of research, and I would have had to interview them, and I would have had, it would have taken a lot of time. But instead, all of a sudden, I'm part of this mentorship group that brings me in proximity to a lot of other syndicators that have already done 2, 3, 4, 5 deals. And I could just go around the room and say, you know, who'd you use? Who'd you like? You know, and then all of a sudden, and then they make the introduction. So, I mean, that in itself saved me not only a ton of time, but also confidence, because I think that if you're using partners, you know, vendors, whatever you want to call, that are doing business with a lot of other people, then there's more skin in the game, because it's not just, you know, Darren Batchelder, hey, if I don't perform for him, well, I may lose one client. Well, that's not the way it is with these groups. You know, you have these vendors that do business with a lot of different syndicators. And if all of a sudden they start not performing, the word gets out, and then people start shifting their business elsewhere?
Yeah, think of it as like, I like to think of it as like a mastermind. Even, you know, there's a lot of masterminds out there. And, you know, I run a mastermind where it's a formal mastermind where we meet and gather for 4 days, three times a year, and truly dive in, take deep dives into our businesses, our successes, our challenges. But, you know, outside of that, just think about, you know, and again, what is the Sumrock program? Yeah, there's mentoring, there's information, there's providers, there's networking, but it's a community of like-minded people that share information. So you're not just learning from me and my team. You're learning from all these other apartment investors. And there are people that are like, I don't know how many deals you're in, Daryl. And, you know, you're probably a passive investor in some deals and you're a sponsor in some deals. And so, like, you know, you have unique experiences in all these deals that you're invested in. So when somebody new comes in and they have a conversation with you at a networking event, they're benefiting from that.
Absolutely. And you know, that's another thing that's been fantastic about this whole industry is that people are willing to share. You know, I thought, okay, once I write my check and I get part of the group, that the other members that, you know, have been successful are going to shut off their communication flow to me because they're going to look at me as competition. But what I found was everybody just has this pay it forward attitude. And it probably flows down from, you know, the way you created the culture. But, you know, the people that are more senior, they're like, look, Darren, I'm not going after the same deals you are. You know, I'm going after 200 unit plus deals. When I first got in, I was looking at 60 unit to 100 units. So they're like, you know, I'm more than willing to help. And I feel that same onus now. It's charged me up and I want to help the next guy come in. So it just is a great environment. I've been in a lot of industries and not many industries do the successful people want to share and tell the next guy how to do it.
Yeah, that's also, you know, really interesting observation that, you know, and people ask me the question too. They're like, well, Brad, why do you do seminars? You know, oh, you must make a lot of money. Well, you know, I mean, obviously it's profitable, but I can tell you that there are people that started investing in apartments in 2013 and their 100% focus was on building up an apartment investing, you know, empire. And some of these people are my friends and they have 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 units in 7 years. And I've done, you know, just over 6 cumulatively in 18 years. So yeah, I walk the walk when it comes to investing in apartments, but the reason that I teach, and by the way, some of these folks earn more money than me. And they focused on buying and selling apartment buildings, you know, and syndicating deals. And the reason that I teach is I'll never forget how I felt when I had a job and I didn't like my job and I wanted to get out of my job. And then I was able to do that in just 3 years. And so if I'm able to transfer that experience to even one person, and that's how I got started, is I just wanted to help people, you know, and I started working with my original mentor and, you know, and then we parted ways and I would meet with people at Starbucks and help them look at deals and underwrite deals and do Q&A. And then through, you know, my wife and other mentors that I've had, we decided to start our own organization and say, hey, let's really focus on this. And I'll tell you, there's nothing else I'd rather be doing. You know, there's nothing else I would really rather do with my life. So like this is my life purpose. And now we have this big, huge mission. You know, our mission is to, and originally it was just to mentor over 1 million people. And then I thought, well, I would love to personally mentor 1 million people, but that's a lot of people, you know, for me and my team to personally mentor.
Yeah,
so,
right.
So even though we would still love to do that, but now our mission is to guide and mentor, because like some people might just listen to this podcast and maybe not just, but maybe they won't be one of my students. But if I could help them and get them to take action and go out and seek education and mentoring, whether it's through me or somebody else, then that's part of my mission. You know, if somebody takes my seminar and decides not to, you know, invest in one of my advanced programs, but they go out there and, you know, if I can move the needle for them and their families, that's part of my mission too. So that's our mission, is to impact, guide, and mentor over a million people to become financially free by investing in apartments. And then people like you are part of the mission too, because, you know, you created this podcast and you're influencing people. You have investors, and some of your investors are in my program and some may not be in the program, and you're helping them. So Daryl, you are part of my mission to impact that million plus people. So thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Hey, let's segue to you've got a conference coming up in a couple of weeks, and you know, you've got some incredible speakers that you've lined up. And I remember when you were just starting this is a different, it's just an annual conference and you bring in outside speakers. But when you first started this, it was like you were like a kid. Like, you were so excited that you were able to pull it off and bring in such a high caliber group. And now you're doing your third year this year. So talk to the listeners about what's going on and when it is and how they can get a part of it.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I'm still as excited now about our third annual Apartment Investor National Conference as I was the first time around in 2018. And as you mentioned, that we've talked about, so I regularly do, say, four times a year, a weekend training event where I am the head teacher for 16 hours. And I've been doing that since, you know, a long time. Now, in 2018, we were like, hey, let's do something different. Let's bring in some of the best educators, teachers, investors in the world or in the USA and bring them in. And so our first one in 2018, we had Grant Cardone as the keynote speaker, Mr. 10X. I was amazed. People came to the event. And then, of course, we had some amazing, you know, we had Tom Wheelwright, we had Robert Helms, we had some amazing investors. None of them were at the same nationally known status as Grant Cardone, but it was an amazing event. And then in 2019, we did it again. And I'm like, well, how do I top Grant Cardone? So I got to know Robert Kiyosaki through the years. And I'm not saying Kiyosaki tops Grant or vice versa. They're both amazing people. But I will say that Kiyosaki is the number one best-selling author in the field of personal finance in all of history. So we had two major speakers, educators, influencers, investors. And so and the second one in 2019 was bigger and better, I think, than the first one. And the feedback we got was like, Brad, this is like the best event I've ever been to. The best real estate conference, best apartment investing conference. The networking was outstanding. The quality of the people you attract, they're unparalleled, unprecedented. The providers there are so valuable. And the speakers are amazing. So for 2020, before all this pandemic hit, we were planning our third one to be in September 19th and 20th. And the dates are still September 19th and 20th. However, with all things going on and us being in unprecedented times, we made the decision, and it was a difficult decision because I love in-person events, but we made what I would consider a difficult but wise decision to make this event 100% virtual. And the reason is, the simple fact is, you know, I'm not going to go there into COVID and all that type of stuff. But the simple fact is, at least 50% of the people are not ready to travel yet, you know, and half of them are the speakers. So logistically and business-wise, the wise decision was and is to have this event virtual, because it's easier for you, it's safer for you, it's more convenient for you, and we could bring nearly the same experience virtually through technology safely and conveniently to your home. Okay. So I'm super excited about it, because like I get excited about learning new things too. So like, you know, like everyone else in the event business, we're kind of new with all this virtual stuff. So like, we did a virtual Weekend to Wealth event in May, and we crushed it. It was an amazing event. I don't know if you were on that event, but we have a great team, and we have great AV people and great production people and a great studio. So, yeah, this virtual Apartment Investor National Conference, I'm so excited about it. And I know that the people listening.
So who's coming?
Well,
who's
speaking? God, okay, so Grant Cardone, I'm going to just cut to the chase. We have Grant Cardone and Kiyosaki as our keynote.
Both of them.
Both of them. It's a two-day event. And here's the thing. Like, I had somebody tell me the other day, like, oh, I'm just being honest. He might even hear this. They're like, oh, I can't believe you're having Grant Cardone. Like, you know, he's so controversial. And Kiyosaki, they're so controversial. And here's the thing. They are controversial, and sometimes you need to have that different perspective, okay? If you just surround yourself with people that think exactly like you, then you're not growing. So I follow Grant. I'm close to his organization. I mean, somewhat of it's all relative, right? But I know his people. There's very few organizations that have thrived since the pandemic hit, no more than Grant Cardone. I mean, he's raising more money, doing more deals, helping more people, doing more virtual stuff. He's doing an amazing job. So just listening to his mindset about how he is, you know, not retreating, but expanding during one of the hardest times in history, this is going to be an amazing conference. Same with Kiyosaki. I mean, this guy has insights that's why I like hanging around with him, because he's got some amazing insights.
Absolutely. I mean, two thought leaders. Yeah. And I went to both events the last 2 years, and they were both fantastic events. And I look forward to hearing from both of them again this year.
And these guys are, you know, obviously the nationally known people, but not to take anything away from them, but the other speakers are going to be just as good or even better. Like the content, like Tom Wheelwright has read the entire Biden tax proposal. And according to the polls, I mean, I don't always believe the polls, but there's at least a 50-50 chance that Biden might win. And so wouldn't you like to know what to expect as a real estate investor, as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, as an apartment investor in a Biden presidency? And then two of the other speakers are first-time AIM-NatCon speakers. We have two of my good friends from Madeira Residential. Madeira is one of the most respected, vertically integrated ownership and management companies in the industry.
They own a small multifamily company, right?
Yeah. I mean, they own over 14,000 units. And they got to know us because we were buying their deals. Like students of mine were buying their deals. And they're like, hey, who's this Sumrock guy? And who's this Sumrock person that all these people are coming from and all the brokers are talking about? So we're going to have two of their main principals. Charlie Young heads up their acquisitions, capital raising, and debt. And he's going to be talking about how they're buying deals at a discount and how they're raising effectively, continuing to raise millions and millions of dollars for their deals. And then Dave is going to talk about their management company that, to be quite frank, I don't know of a better management company out there right now than Madeira. These guys they're leapfrogging the traditional property management. They're going to talk about how they've pivoted, how they have done so many things better virtually, and how they're using technology to add value to their existing assets. So it's going to be like, I mean, here's the deal. I couldn't imagine, and I know I'm passionate right now, but I just couldn't imagine somebody saying, nah, I don't want to attend this event. It's too expensive. I mean, it's dirt cheap. It's like less than $200. And I just couldn't imagine, like, unless you're getting married that weekend. And even if you're getting married, I would say, like, change your wedding, wedding date.
Come on. Hey, Jen is not on this call. If Jen was on, she would not be agreeing with that statement there. I don't think.
I mean, I have a lot of Jewish friends and they were like, Brad, you know, like Rosh Hashanah is like, or is it Yom Kippur? And he was like, hey, it's a Jewish holiday. So you're not going to have there's a lot of Jewish people that might not come to the event. And I'm like, well, what a better way to celebrate the Jewish New Year than to, I mean, I know I'm being funny here, but look, I can't pick a date that's going to work for everybody. Okay. So I would just say that I just couldn't imagine, unless there's some extenuating circumstance, like this is going to be time sensitive, critical information. You know, Kiyosaki, I'll be honest, I just talked to him yesterday. We had a 30-minute interview. I was interviewing him. He thinks this is going to be a depression. But the thing is, in the depression is when some of the most successful people created their companies. You know, John Rockefeller Sr. in 1929, his net worth grew from like 30 million to over 150 million in the 3 years of the worst economy in history. So some people, if there is a depression, they're going to get crushed, but some people are going to thrive. So I would ask yourself, like, what side of that coin do you want to be on?
Yeah. And that's a huge point.
Yeah. So it's going to be time sensitive, critical information. And then, you know, my take on this is that I still believe there's going to be a perfect storm. Like, the stimulus packages are running out, and, you know, apartments have been very, very resilient, which is why I still love them. And the tax benefits are amazing for at least another, you know, few years, which is why I still love them. But there's going to be some blood on the streets. And the what's the saying, Darren? They say, you know, that until the tide goes in, you don't know who's swimming naked or something. I probably butchered that, but, you know, it's like, there's a lot
close, right?
I mean, there's a lot of people out there that have an average level of commitment, an average level of skill, an average team. But when the market was
here's
up,
what you did. Right? Yeah. So part of it is, look, it's a conference, and Brad Sumrock's going to make money for having the attendees come. But,
well, not really, because I got to pay some of these speakers.
I would imagine there's a profit there. I hope there's a profit there. I mean, why do it if there's no profit? But
I hope so too.
Right. But here's the thing is that, like, look, you've been in the business a long time, and you've spent time developing these relationships such that they are willing to come to one of your events and share with people that you bring together. So, I mean, that's huge. I could tell you that, you know, you went and hired Tom Wheelwright, right? He ended up saving you a ton of money in taxes. Then you went and shared that with all the people, you know, that are members of the group, and also all the people that go to all your conferences. I actually, when I first joined, I had another student come up to me, and we were just, you know, at one of the networking sessions having a beer together. And he's like, "Hey, Darren, man, have you read Tom Wheelwright's book?" I'm like, "No." He's like, "You have to read it." So sure enough, I went and ordered it. I read it. I have another business. That other business, I've been paying significant taxes for years and years and years. And because of reading that book and the strategies in there, I ended up, you know, upping my real estate game, getting a lot of depreciation, and it significantly reduced my taxes overall, because I was able to take a depreciation tax loss on the real estate side and apply it against the income on my other business. And that was just from being around another student in your group and him proactively telling me, "Hey, look, you got to read this book." He probably wouldn't have given me that recommendation had you not introduced Tom Wheelwright to the group. So, you know, there's real true benefit that can happen by listening to these folks.
Well, and you mentioned, and I, you know, we talked about leverage. So one of the other things you could look at is this conference is all about leverage. And again, like, when is somebody going to have the opportunity to, and not just listen to Grant Cardone, because you could go on YouTube or whatever and listen to him, but he's specifically going to be talking about apartments and what he's doing right now. Kiyosaki is going to be talking about one of his favorite asset classes is apartments, and he's going to be sharing about what he thinks is coming and what other things he's investing in, and his strategies for partnering, and, you know, what he's not doing. So, you know, these people are, you know, it's all about leverage. You know, Tom Wheelwright, I mean, the guys at Madeira. So sure, you could go out and try to get meetings with these people on your own, but to have all this wisdom, experience, talent, not to mention, you know, when working with my team to figure out how to, and we've got it pretty much figured out, how we're going to create amazing networking opportunities virtually. So, you know, we've had some people say, "Oh, I wanted to come in person. I don't know if I want to come now. It's virtual." And I'm like, "Oh my God, like, you are completely missing out if you don't come to the event." And we have bonuses and stuff. I don't need to go into that now. But, like, for people that invest in a ticket to the AIM NatCon, they're also going to get my home study course for free. And they're going to get to come to a future Sunrock event, whether it's virtual or in person. So we're just stacking up the offer to make it so irresistible, because the truth is, I'm passionate about teaching, I'm passionate about making an impact. yeah, we're going to make money, you know, but we're not going to make tons of money. I mean, it's we have a lot of costs to put on this type of event, but we'll make a little bit of money. But it's not about the money. I can make more money going out and buying an apartment, which I'm going to do, by the way, still. I mean, I still buy apartments. So, you know, I just made an offer on a 196 unit deal. I'm waiting to hear back to see if I get it. So like I'm buying, you know,
good luck, my friend.
Yeah, I'm buying, man.
Awesome. Hey, I'm going to take a little turn on you here. So fear, talk to me about a time that you were afraid to do something. And how did you push yourself through that fear?
Well, this is interesting. I don't want to say I have a lot of fear, but I'm really good at overcoming my fear and taking action. But, you know, sometimes I wake up like, you know, every time I do an event, I'm like, well, what if nobody shows up? You know, or like, you know, we'd do the bus tours, you know, before COVID, we'd do these bus tours. And I'm like, well, what if the buses break down? What if the buses don't show up? You know, we got you've been to these, Darren, yeah. You've been to these bus stores. We got 250 and they fly in from all over the country. And I'm thinking, well, what if the buses don't show up? You know, so I, just like anyone else out there, man, I get these fears. But the difference is that some people, they get those fears and then they stop. They stop in their tracks. So being 100% transparent, I have fear every day. I mean, I grew up with a scarcity mindset. Like we didn't have money, you know, money was tight, you know, anything that, you know, resources were tight, finances were tight. And that's how I grew up. And I don't want to say it this way because I don't want to believe it and put it out there, but there always might be a part of me in my core that has that, you know, oh my God, like, what if this happens? What if that happens? But the difference is that, you know, and Tony Robbins would say this. So when you have fear, the thing that I do is just for a minute, I'll say, hey, has there ever been a time when I was fearful and I took action and had a successful result? And then I'll just start stacking all those things. Like, yeah, I've done 20 some events and I always have a lot of people show up and I've done all these bus tours. And well, there was only one time a bus broke down. That was like one out of, you know, we'd have six a year for 7 years. So one out of 42 times, one bus broke down and we had to load up a bunch of people on a bus, you know, and it wasn't the end of the world. And now I have a team of people. So things don't always go right, you know? So I have a fear that every deal I'm going to buy is going to be a bad deal, even though I trust my process. But that's the thing. I'm looking at the deal. So like the last deal I won, or one of the deals, like Berkshire Square, you've seen that property.
Yeah, right.
At the time, it was, you know, $92,000 a door in June of 2018. And I'm thinking, why did I get the deal? Like, did no one else want it? Why did I get it?
Did I way overpay?
am I the highest bidder? You know, and a broker's like, no, Brad, you're not the highest bidder. It's all because of the relationship. And I'm like, yeah, I believe that. But I'm also wondering, like, is that really true? Like, am I just the highest bidder? Like, because you never really know. Like, they don't tell you who.
Right.
They don't really tell you, like, all the bids that came in, right? So I'm sitting there like, man, I must be the highest bidder. What am I doing wrong? So the thing is, what I'd like to share with people is even with 18 years experience, we have those thoughts. But then I say, hey, wait. Have I ever felt this way before? Yeah. And how did those deals turn out? They turned out great, you know? And I could say that deal has been one of the best deals I ever done. And I paid 11.7 and now it's probably worth like 16 million. And it helped me pay no taxes in 2019.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Not for me, for you.
Oh, I'm like, oh yeah. I'm like, for what? So I'm like, yeah, so I was going to say we are welcome, but then I'm like, but you're not an investor in that deal. Why are you thanking me? But so the point is, and I don't know if that was a good example or not, but
absolutely. I mean, the thing yeah. about it is like you said it. Everybody has fear, but some people let it stop them from taking action. And I think what you said was a great example is to think back in your mind, and everybody has these little mini success stories where they were scared of something, whether it's small or big, and they move forward anyway. and it was a positive result. And if you can think of that and use that to help propel you forward on the other times you're scared, because typically when you're doing something for the first time, you know, you mentioned a lot of things that you do over and over again and you're still scared, but you know, you're doing something for the first time, there's a lot of fear. You're not going to have 100% of it, of the information. You're going to have to get educated, get as much information as you can get, and then you're going to have to make a decision, and it's not going to be perfect.
And you know, having that mentor have is and that leverage of other people that have done it takes away the fear too. Like, here's an example. I was in Jackson, Wyoming recently, and we went horseback riding. And maybe I've done horseback riding like once in my life. So like, we're not only horseback riding, but they tell us we're going to do barrel racing like you do in a rodeo. And I'm thinking, holy smokes, like I've barely ridden the horse. How am I going to gallop and do barrel racing? And I had my cowboy hat on because I bought a cowboy hat. And I'm thinking, at least I'll get some good pictures. Right?
So I was picturing that you were saying, hey, you got to give me a helmet for this one.
Oh, like I had this cowboy hat on. And so I was thinking, well, my incentive was to get a good photo with a cowboy hat on a horse. And then the instructor did something terrible to me. She goes, I don't recommend you wear your hat. And I said, why not? And she said, because in the past, somebody's hat blew off when they were galloping. And it landed on the rear of the horse and it spooked the horse, and the horse, you know, threw up its front legs and threw the rider off. And I'm thinking, oh my Jesus, like, why are you telling me this? And all of a sudden I had this vision, and I hate to mention, but I had this vision of like Christopher Reeves, and I'm like, oh my God, like, why am I on this horse? I don't want to get thrown off. Now I can't even get my cool pictures with my cowboy hat. And now I have this vision of falling off the horse. And truthfully, it's in that moment that stops people. And then I thought, hey, Brad, have you ever been uncomfortable doing anything else? And then you stretch yourself and you push through it and you were successful. And I'm thinking, I have this whole team of instructors here. They take people out every day and they teach them how to gallop on a horse and ride around a barrel. And there's 9 other friends of mine that have never done it either. And we're all doing this together. And so that's what gave me the confidence to continue with that lesson. And, you know, out of 9 people, and then we actually had a race. I came in 3rd place out of 9 people and I almost backed out. Okay. Seriously, I almost backed out. So the point is like, fear is very powerful and we all experience it. And, you know, courage is not lacking fear. Courage is actually taking action in spite of your fear. But you're taking action in a way that's mitigating risk, and that's doing it by surrounding yourself with the right team and the right people.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Hey, all right, I want to move on to. I don't want to talk a lot about COVID-19 because you know it's talked about a lot. But one of the related to the multifamily mentorship group that you have, one of the things that I was impressed with was, I don't know, you could have kind of retreated. But you didn't, you know, in a moment of, you know, a complete, you know, something that nobody could have expected, you know, you stood up and said, you know what, instead of, you know, talking every 2 months, I'm going to have a weekly call and let's get all the big questions out there. Let's share information. Let's talk about best practices. What kind of action plans can we put together? And you brought your community together in a time that was a difficult time. So kind of talk through that.
Yeah. I mean, look, I'm glad we're talking about COVID because we should talk about it, but I'm not going to talk about, you know, masks and no masks and pandemics or not a pandemic. It is what it is. And whatever people believe is their reality. But what I will say is, yeah, you're looking at an organization that generally conducted business, you know, revenue generating business and fulfillment by conducting live events, networking, bus tours, educational events, you know, seminars. And when COVID hit the first 2 weeks, it was probably a shock for everybody. And it was like, oh my God, how long is this going to last? Is this going to open back up? But once it became evident that it wasn't opening soon, we knew that we had to do something. And that's another thing, you know, about fear. The truth is, and this is why I love going to Tony Robbins events too. And I don't mind talking about him because he's like to me, he's the ultimate mentor. And I'm in one of his masterminds. And Tony's like, don't think about how you're going to do it. Don't think about how you're going to do it. Think about what you want to achieve and why. And so when COVID hit and I knew it was serious and everything was shut down, I thought, what is it that I want to achieve and why? And, you know, we didn't start off being mission-based, but now we're mission-based and we have a big mission. I already shared it. It's to impact and mentor and guide over 1 million people to financial freedom by investing in apartments, uplifting working class communities. And one of the ways to do that is to help people not lose money. And another way is to keep preaching about why apartments is a good thing to do. So during COVID, we knew that I have a lot of people that have uncertainty. And so, you know, one of my what's and one of my whys is, and look, I've never been through a pandemic, but I've been through the 2008 great, what we used to call the Great Depression. And I know from that experience, there were a lot of people that had cold feet. There were a lot of people that wanted to wait. And some people just waited too long. They waited until 2012, 13, 14. And by then, I mean, look, if you got it in 2014, you were still in an up market all the way up until COVID. But the best opportunity was in 2011, right? And even the deals I bought in 2008, I don't regret buying them. We made money on those deals because we had the right strategy, the right expectations, the right financing, you know, the right debt structure. So I knew I needed to do something. I just didn't know how I was going to do it. And what evolved was, like you said, Darren, like a weekly, I would get on a webinar with my students every other month as part of our normal program. And for like 6 weeks in a row, we did weekly webinars where like we just talked about what was going on. We had students sharing about their collections. We were all in this together. There were rumors of rent strikes. There were eviction moratoriums. You know, some properties nationally, because of the type of debt they have on it, they can't evict people. So by bringing in our community together weekly, I believe we were able to add value to so many people and give people what they really want, which isn't just information, but it's like connection, community, part of belonging, confidence. And I don't want to say I regret it, but my only regret is that we can't just continue at that pace because I'm traveling again. I'm doing events again. So like, but what it did is we're more connected and people are more confident and they're more comfortable. And multifamily is here to stay though. And I'm here to tell you, there's going to be some great buying opportunities.
Yeah. And look, you have access to people, like look at your speakers that are coming, right? You have access to people that I don't have access to and that other people don't have access to. And I remember on one of the, it was either the first week or second week, whatever, you know, the stimulus package came out and, you know, we didn't know how to heads or tails, how to make, but you had a conversation with Tom Wheelwright. And then you actually asked him to come on and he came on and he counseled all of us, you know, on what he was reading and what the impact was. So you took a resource that you were close to and then you, you know, provided that to the rest of us, which I thought was fantastic. So, so props to you for bringing everybody together in a very difficult time. So, hey, Brad, what do you do for fun outside of real estate? I see that you travel all over the world. Is that kind of what you and Jen like to do?
Well, we love to travel, and obviously we're not traveling internationally since March. So, but we've been, one of the blessings that came out of this, and again, I encourage everybody, no matter how bad things might be, think of something good that came out of it. Well, one of the things that came out of for us is we're traveling in our backyard. So we just came back from Deer Valley, Utah, Arches National Park, Moab, Utah, beautiful places that I probably never would have thought to go because I would have been more drawn to Sicily than Utah.
Right.
We went to Jackson, Wyoming, and then Yellowstone National Park, again, which, you know, I love the outdoors, but I mean, we don't camp and RV and all that type of stuff, but we went to Yellowstone and we had an amazing time. And our next trip in just a few weeks, we're going to Sedona and the Grand Canyon. So we love travel, and there's a lot of beautiful, beautiful places right here in the United States. So obviously we're not going to places where we have to quarantine, because that's extremely inconvenient. So any state or territory that it's going to require me to do a 14-day stay at home.
That's pretty crazy. You know, you get to come into the state and they want you to quarantine for 14 days. Like, okay, well, no, that just took away all of the tourism. So,
I mean, here's the deal. It's crazy. If I could just go down this tangent for a minute, like no matter what you think about it, like I can't see my dad. My dad's in Pennsylvania. He's 83. Like, I really want to go see my dad. And if I go, I would have to quarantine in his home for 14 days, but I don't even have 14 days to go there. So like it's not really feasible for me to see my dad, but thankfully with FaceTime, we could virtually see each other, but it's not the same, you know?
Yep.
And so, you know, like another one of my mentors, Jesse Itzler, what he says is you never know when your bus is going to stop. You know, and your so boxes.
He's one of your, I didn't know he was one of your mentors too.
Yeah, I love Jesse, and I listen to a lot of his stuff. And
he's hilarious, man. His book was hilarious too.
Yeah. But you never know. You know, I never know when my dad's bus ride is going to stop. I never know when mine's going to stop. And I'll just say this. I just think it's a shame that we can't travel within the borders of our own country. And then, you know, I'm sure you've filled out a COVID questionnaire. And it says, have you been to a high risk area? And I'm like, well, how do I answer that question? Our whole country is high risk. if you look at it compared to the rest of the world, it's like everywhere I go is high risk. So what do I do? Put yes down and then and then I can't go to the doctor? I mean, come on. It's like crazy. Not to go there. So like the other thing we do for fun, and some people may not think it's fun, but I used to love to eat out. And I used to love to do that way too much.
Well, you look like you're very physically fit right now. I mean, the listeners can't see you, but you've kept in great shape the last few years.
Well, I have lost 18 pounds since COVID. And here's another thing I noticed.
Holy cow, are you kidding me?
Here's another thing I notice. Okay. When I observe people, most people have either put on weight or they have lost weight. There are very few that have maintained. And unfortunately, what I see is more than 50% of people that I've seen have gained weight. It's like they're at home all the time and they're like stuffing their face with snacks and crackers and pizza and all that. And I'll tell you, the first 2 weeks of COVID, it was just like before. Like, you know, when you talked about how we pivoted our business and started doing these weekly calls with all of our students.
Right.
The first 2 weeks, me and my wife ordered pizza 6 times in 2 weeks. Now, we don't order pizza 6 times in a year. And we ordered pizza 6 times, takeout, I mean, delivery. And after that, I was like, okay, this COVID might be around for a while. We can't keep ordering pizza. And that's when I made a decision that now is the best time. If you think about the challenges people have with, you know, getting a healthier diet, one of them for me was we travel all the time. We're in hotels. We're always eating out. And I had to shift. I'm like, what an amazing opportunity.
Right.
Because every mentor that I've ever had on health said the first thing you want to do is take control of what you eat. And the more you eat at home, the more you control what you eat. And I'm thinking, well, there's no other option now but to eat at home. Like all the first few weeks, all the restaurants were closed. Right. So I'm like, oh my God. I'm going to change how I eat. And then I found a coach and I followed their protocol that has a proven same thing I talked about with mentoring. I found somebody that had the heart of a teacher that guides and coaches people and has an amazing track record, not just with themselves, but all their clients. And today I'm like day 95 of when I totally changed my diet. And I went from 173 pounds to 154.
That's crazy.
My body fat is under 12% for the first time ever in my life. And my true waist size not just my 32 pants that I used to stuff myself into like a tomato. I mean, I have a 32 inch waist, like around my belly. And so my 32 inch jeans.
All right. Like, well, we're going to have to see when we go back to live events, whether you can keep that up. So that's fantastic though. Congratulations to you.
Yeah. In fact, if we were live, we are live, but if we were doing a visual right now, I would do a little, you know, pose for you, but I'm not going to do that right now.
Yeah, please don't. Please don't. I'm sorry. And for the listener's sake too. I'm kidding.
Oh, I'm just kidding.
Hey, so Brad, you've accomplished so much. I mean, you built this, you know, we call it in the group an ecosystem, you know, just huge network of like-minded people. You've impacted so many people. You've quoted a number of 181 people that have improved their net worth by a million or more. What's your next big stretch goal?
Well, there's so many, you know, so like it, to me, it all comes back to our mission to impact and guide and mentor a million plus people to become financially free. So, I mean, you know, I'm not sure where to start, but you know, we're going to hire more people. We're going to hire, you know, more people in all aspects of our company, customer support and customer service. Continuing to create those raving fans and creating success stories is very important. You know, we need more sophisticated sales and marketing. We need more sophisticated systems. So one of the things that we've been doing as company owners during this time as well is working on things that maybe aren't obvious to the customer, but things that like just take time to implement, like putting in the right processes and systems. So some of these things just take time. And, you know, when you're young in your business, you're all about, you know, growing. And while we're still trying to grow, and we will, 2020 was a great year to really focus a little bit internally. So we're working on things now that maybe people aren't seeing the benefit of yet, but I believe they will in the near future. You know, things like our IT systems and our tracking systems and things that are going to help us be more effective. So that's one of the things that we're working on. I don't know if that answered your question.
Yeah, I mean, that's a huge goal to you know, have a million people reach financial freedom. Where are you in that spectrum right now?
Well, you know, the way we set up our mission is
like, how do you have that metric and how do you track
it? Well, that's challenging because we have so many people. So take you for example, how many investors are in your deals? I don't even know.
Yeah, 44 limited partners in one deal. Yeah.
Yeah, and then if we think about, you know, how many students I have and how many investors are in these deals.
It mushrooms for sure.
So originally,
and we didn't talk about this, but just like high level 2019, because that was a full year, total amount of properties purchased from your students.
Yeah. So the ones we track, and again, I'm sure there's some that we lost track of, but 2019, SumRock students purchased 62 apartment buildings totaling 9,800 units. And the total asset volume of those 62 purchases was over 3/4 of $1 billion. So like 780 million. So the average transaction size was 140 units. So like if you're listening out there and you come to a SumRock event, we're not going to talk to you about buying an Aplex. We're going to talk to you about buying an 80-unit building. So get ready for that.
Get ready is right. Get ready is right. So, Brad, this was amazing. I really appreciate you coming on the show and sharing with listeners. Listeners, I could tell you, I went to the last 2 years AIM-NatCon, and hearing the speakers is well worth it. So I hope that you can attend. I will ask Brad to give me a link that I could put on my Instagram for you guys and check out his site. Brad, how can people find out more about you, and how can people find out more about this conference?
Yeah, so the best way, bradsumrock.com. There's no C in my last name, bradsumrock.com. And from there, you could see our national conference, our Rat Race to Retirement weekend training events. The next event that we're doing, as we talked about, is the September 19th and 20th virtual Apartment Investor National Conference. And that actually has its own website, but not to confuse people, just go to bradsumrock.com. You'll see the events tab. You'll see the national conference there. And we have great things that we're doing, you know, on pricing for that too, just to make sure. And I think I walked through that a little bit during today's interview.
Yeah. I mean, what a great lineup. I mean, go back over Grant Cardone, Tom Wheelwright, Robert Kiyosaki. I mean, it's, and so much more. So, thank you for leveraging your relationships and bringing it to the masses. I really appreciate that. I appreciate, you know, the people that you've brought into the group as coaches. You know, I've worked with a number of the coaches, just have been, you know, spot on, great people to work with. And, you know, people in the group just have a heart for helping each other. And, you know, I've got to give you credit for building that network. So thank you. Listeners, I hope that you enjoyed that one. Definitely attend that conference. Look Brad Sumrock up. And until next time, signing off.
Thank you for listening to Darren Batchelder's Real Estate Investing Show at darrenbatchelder.com. If you liked the episode, please provide us with a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or your podcast platform of choice. If you already provided us with a 5-star review, then thank you, and please share the show with a friend.